Good morning to everyone. I think I've greeted everyone, but a merry, merry Christmas, and may God really bless you this wonderful and glorious morning. I ask you to join me in prayer this morning as we go into Christmas Day. Lord, this morning I confess, and I hope with everyone present, I believe that you are God over light and night. I believe that you are God over darkness and day. You are here. And where you are not, no depth can keep you out. No darkness can keep you away from us. Wherever a place or space may be, you are everywhere. You are God. And wherever you are, it is right. And wherever you are, it's good. If I can't see, if I can't hear, if I don't understand, be with me. I believe that you are God of the angel and the dust. I believe that you are God of my lamentations and my praises. You are. And there's nowhere where you are not. No weakness or vulnerability will keep you out. No shame can keep you away. Wherever I am, angry or holy, and everywhere you are God. And wherever you are, it is right. And wherever you are, it is good. If questions remain unanswered, if doors remain unopened, and things get too much for me, be with me. Because everywhere you are God. And wherever you are, it is right. And wherever you are, it is good. In the night, when I don't know, I will know. You hear, you see, you are, and therefore there's light also at night. Amen. I greet you in the name of the newborn King. Peace and mercy be unto you in abundance. This morning we are lighting the Christ candle, and Caleb, can I ask you to just light it for us? I didn't check with anyone, but you're the closest now. And while Caleb lights the Christ candle, we sing Silent Night, as our hymn. There you go. Thank you. Silent Night, sorry. Thank you. Do you have Silent Night?
Oh, The first reading is from Luke chapter 2, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 32. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Amen.
Traditionally, on Christmas Day, we would eat different types of food, won't we? Lovely food, actually. And I know not everyone can afford all the lovely food, but it would be a strange thing if we would have, if I gave you the choice this morning for Christmas lunch, and I would say, "All right, you have the choice of turkey, which is traditional here, gammon, which is more traditional with us, or leg or lamb, or what can we add, chicken, or a sandwich." What would you pick for Christmas lunch? Would you pick the sandwich? No, I won't pick the sandwich for Christmas lunch because it's a different day. It's a day of celebration. And though when I think, just if we put Christmas lunch to the back of our minds, if it's possible even to do it, because I know everything's in the oven getting ready, and please just get through the sermon very quickly this morning. Things going to burn, so I'll be quick this morning. Just put it a wee bit out of your mind, and just think of bread as what bread is. Have you been so hungry through a day and then you pass a shop where you smell fresh bread? Oh, it's my mouth is watering. And if I could buy a loaf of bread when I'm hungry, I could really eat half of the bread just there and then. It's lovely. It's this fresh smell and it fills me. And when I think of bread, it's actually made of ordinary everyday things. It's made of flour and salt and yeast. So it's everyday things in my home. It's nothing special. It's ordinary. It's the things in my cupboard. It's the things I have. But there's something to say about fresh bread. And then, as we heard it in this reading this morning, Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. You see, God never forces him unto us. Never. He's there in the ordinary places of life. In the ordinary things. In the cupboards of my life. In the salt I use for my friends and my family. In the wheat flour. In the water. Whatever it may be. And it's just a metaphor this morning. And therefore, I think, yes, and God is really the one feeding me. If I think about life, and we think of the celebration this morning of the birth of Christ, I see it's an extraordinary king coming in an ordinary way. I don't know of you, but in the olden days in South Africa, we didn't have plastic bags and fridges to put bread away. We had bread cloths, which we would wrap the bread in and it would keep fresh. And then I again think of Jesus, the bread of life, coming just in the ordinary cloth. I know it's my imagination, but it's still part of it. Jesus came in an ordinary way. He came in a trough, or was born and placed in a trough where animals are manger. What do you call it? A crib, hey? Yes. Manger, thank you. A manger. And in the Netherlands, there's a word which is similar to manger, and it means to place the bread in, to keep the bread safe. And I think to myself, yes, and the bread of life comes to me. The bread of life is given to me. And God is not separated from us. It's not Jesus born on Christmas Day, the end, and happy birthday. It's really the bread of life in so many things. The physical bread on my table, the turkey or the whatever you eat this afternoon, the sandwich maybe, whatever. But thinking that God germinated the seed, he poured the rain on it. He gave the land to the farmer. He gave the daily bread to us. But he's also the bread of life for my soul, for my longings, for my being. And therefore, when John writes about Jesus coming to earth, it's literally not the manna of the Old Testament. It's the bread that exceeds this boundaries of life. Even the bread of life, the day when I die, yeah. And then I continue. And in that light, I want to wish you, I don't have any gifts to give you this morning for Christmas, but I want to wish you some things for Christmas and for every day of the rest of, well, we see this in South Africa as the end of the year. I don't know how you see this, but this is our end of our year now. But for the rest for the year from January on, let me just get my list. At the door when I greet you this morning, I'll give you a piece of bread. It's not gluten-free. Those of you who want gluten-free, it would be this cut slices, all right? I want to ask you, take the piece of bread. Place it somewhere in the kitchen where a mouse or something can't get to it. But I'll just give you a small piece of bread and keep it there. Keep it there. It could dry out. But remember, when you see the piece of bread, it's not only that bread. It's everything of my life. It's the breath. It's my family. It's all the gifts. And may you be reminded of the greatest gift of all. All right, here's my wish list for you for Christmas and every day. Instead of receiving or buying something new, I wish that you will enjoy the things that you already have. Every dress, every jacket, every pair of shoes, jewelry, even if it's old, a book that you can reread, everything that is tucked away in a drawer a cupboard or a storeroom. I wish that if you have something that you don't use anymore, and that's my second wish on my list this morning, you'd be freed from it in the new year. Give it to someone that can enjoy it or can use it. My third wish is, may you have a place of silence. There where silence can fill your inner being. There where you can lay down the noise of life. There where the voices of angst and anger and the unwelcoming intrusions have no place. Silence. Really deep, honest silence. And then my fourth wish is that you'll also have noise. Noises in those places where you hear your people laugh, the people you love, sharing long tables at long evenings, where all that would be on your agenda would be to be together in love, and all the other agendas might be forgotten. Noises and sounds of music that you like to have a beat with in life, or just where you can connect to. Noises of nature, of a river, of streams, maybe the sea, maybe a forest. Noises of your dogs, of your pets, of the things that sometimes could irritate you, but bring joy to you as well. And I wish for you, may you laugh more than you have ever laughed before. Giggle with someone who understands your giggle, even if other people think it's silly. Or just that inner circle laugh where the three or two of you know the reason for your laughter. It's fine. Enjoy it. I wish for you to have it. And may you cry as well, because we need to cry in life. Cry that the tears will flow as streams on and over the sides. Crying that will help cleanse your inner side and bring peace. And my wish with you is when you cry, that you won't be alone. That God will bless you with someone that's present. If it's a friend or family member, may that be the bread of life and grace through Christ as well. And I wish you will wear the glasses or the spectacles of awe and wonder every day, discovering most beautiful things. May you be in awe of humans, in every one of them seeing the reflection of our Maker, seeing God in different people. And my last wish is, I wish that you will always remember that you are worthy. You are valuable and you are loved. You are dearly cherished through other people. And that you will also love yourself. Because I think that is what Christmas is all about. The message of great joy was proclaimed by the shepherds and the angels. And the message said, glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace to you on whom his favor rests. Be at peace because someone loves you more than you can ever, ever, ever imagine. And that's Jesus, the bread of our life. Amen. Lord, thank you in an ordinary way. You come in our ordinary lives, but actually extraordinary. You bless us in so many ways. Having a roof over our heads, having family, having friends, having someone, maybe not close to us today, but even with a phone call. Having physical bread, physical food. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, that you came in poverty, but to journey with us in faith. And thank you that we may feel your spirit, the true spirit of Christmas, knowing that you see us through life and that you promise us that you'll come again. Bless us, bless our families. And bless us on our way so that we may be blessed ones unto others. And may we share the gift of grace and love. Being as you are, Jesus, the bread unto others. We pray this in your name, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is, O Come All Ye Faithful, and you got that. Sorry, I changed the hymn this morning. Thank you, Evelyn. Let's stand and let's sing praises to God in our closing hymn. This Christmas, I also wish for you light to crumple up the darkness, love to pull us closer to one another, and peace of which the angels sang, a star to follow on your way home, a promise to keep hope alive for you. And this Christmas, I wish for you God, newly born and in the flesh. And this Christmas, I wish for you Jesus Christ, born today, light of the world. The Lord will set before you to prepare your way ahead. The Lord will be at your back to shelter you from the onslaughts of evil. The Lord will be beside you to enfold you in his loving arms. And the Lord will be beneath you to pick you up the day when you might stumble or fall. The Lord will be above you to bless you. And the Lord will dwell within you so that you may live from his grace. Amen.